This time, one of the arguments has been that state law picks on motorcyclists. Supporters of repeal say that the laws don't require people in cars to wear helmets, especially those in convertibles, and that if vehicle safety is to be the goal, cars should have to have 5-point seat belts and be limited to 35 miles an hour. They warn of taking arguments to logical extremes. Critics of the legislation tried to change it to require motorcyclists who do not use helmets to carry $1 million in insurance. Senate sponsor Lou Anne Ridgway of Smithville says that argument singles out a certain group and is impractical.
It's only picking out those people who ride without protective headgear. So I suppose if one day they ride with headgear, then they don't have to have the health benefit plan. The other day that they do ride with headgear, they do have to have the health benefit plan. It reaches a nonsensical conclusion.
The sponsor of the million-dollar amendment says he was just trying to protect another segment of the population from bearing a burden, taxpayers who might have to foot the bill for head-injured motorcyclists. Ridgway did not have time to get a vote on this year's bill before the legislative session ended. Bob Priddy, MissouriNet, Jefferson City.